Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has defended the review by former PM Sir Bill English used to justify sacking most of the Kāinga Board. Five board members, including former Aotearoa Fisheries Chair Robin Huppy, Philippa Howden-Chapman, Sir John Hanson, Campbell Roberts and Nicole Anderson, have been told they aren't needed by new Chair Simon Mota to turn around the State Housing Agency. Chief Executive Andrew McKenzie will also step down in October. The English Review claimed Kāinga Ora is underperforming and not financially viable without significant savings, as well as funding and financing changes, and the wider social housing system is not delivering the results New Zealand needs. The board pushed back, citing numerous incorrect assumptions and conclusions. Mr. Luxon is sticking with the report's claims that excessive levels of debt are being racked up and assets were badly managed.
We're interested in results and outcomes, and then the management and the board are the people that deliver those results and outcomes. And so replacing the chair, which is something the government does, replacing and refreshing the board, and ultimately get to asking for a turnaround plan is what we've asked for.
Christopher Luxon. Prenatal deaths in Aotearoa have remained static for 15 years, and the Health Quality and Safety Commission is blaming unaddressed inequities. Prenatal and Maternal Mortality Review Committee Chair John Tate says the committee's latest report, an overview of the years 2006 to 2021, includes nearly 10,000 lives lost over that time. There were also hundreds of babies diagnosed with moderate or severe neonatal encephalopathy causing brain dysfunction. Despite the volume of data revealing significant inequities relating to factors such as ethnicity and poverty, there has been no meaningful action. Māori, Pacifica and Indian populations, those aged under 20 and those living in areas of high deprivation, continue to have the worst clinical outcomes and higher maternal mortality. Wahine Māori were 67% more likely to die by suicide than those of New Zealand European ethnicity as a direct result of maternal mortality in the 2006-21 period. Now that the Reserve Bank has changed debt-to-income ratios, it may be time to buy in Kawerau. That's the tip from Vanessa Williams of realestate.co.nz for whānau wanting to step onto the property ladder. She says the ratio of 6x household income is so people don't take on debt they can't service, and it's based on the pre-tax earnings of everyone in the household. The average household income in New Zealand is about $126,000, which at the new levels could be enough to buy a home.
So the Reserve Bank has modelled this on an average of what people are seeing right across the Motu. But, you know, the beautiful district of Kawerau in the mighty Bay of Plenty, they have actually the most cost-effective area where actually you only need $60,000 in your total household to be able to purchase a home down there.
Vanessa Williams says New Zealand still has one of the highest home ownership rates in the world. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūroa.